That was truly a noble thing you did. I find your loyalty to your father to be quite astonishing. No, it's merely the fact that you sacrificed freedom for his well-being. The man is up in his years. You needn't be a reason you should take his place. Nonetheless, you are brave, young girl. Haven't you heard the myths? A beast, one with jagged claws and razor teeth that resides in this castle. Snatching up any young thing who dares tread upon his land. Shame. You'll simply learn the hard way. Come now. I don't expect you to sit and rot in this old dungeon. I shall take you to your quarters. This is your home now. I show you compassion, not chaining you up for the cockroaches. Yet you still sob like a newborn calf. Fine. Continue your incessant tears. I have given you opportunity to exchange those cold stones for warm bedsheets. You may take it or leave it, you ungrateful woman. I'm glad that you see things my way. Come, dear. Up these stairs to the main hall. Being the lovely host that I am, I give you permission to roam the castle as you wish. I only ask that you avoid the west wing. Because I command you to do so. Do not ask meaningless questions. Here, keep this candle at your side. It stays relatively dark, and I expect you to be more accustomed to the light. Ah, here we are, the living quarters. Bedroom, we may call it. I expect you downstairs for dinner in 2 hours. And for the love of God, please remove those wretched rags. I'm sure the wardrobe contains a few articles you'll find suitable. You will join me for dinner. Or you will starve. Your choice. Wise of you to join me for supper, and a pleasant surprise you wear as well. I must say you look stunning. You will accept my compliment graciously. It matters not that you are here against your will. I have been hospitable, and to that you will be polite. Sit down. Thank you. I'm glad you decided to join me. I wasn't looking forward to those curves becoming non-existent over your starving form. You are quite the pretty young thing, aren't you? I expect a thank you, sir, in return. Perfect. Your manners are already getting better. Of course, I wouldn't mind punishing you a bit if you decided to act up. Now, less chatter and eat. You need your energy. No, I'm usually not this nice to guests. Frankly, no one has been idiotic enough to come around these parts for years, especially after a poor young lady such as yourself wandered a bit too far into the forest. Like you, she ended up at my gates, though her fate wasn't exactly one that I favored. I plan to let yours play out a little differently. I wonder if Mr. Bones is still in the dungeon. Anyhow, is this food to your liking? You've hardly eaten a thing. I know, darling, I know. You must have had a long day. Losing one's home and one's father in the time span of a few hours must really be difficult. But I expect you to come to enjoy your new life. Think about it. No more need to worry over your father's deteriorating mind. No need to worry about money, nor marriage. You get to live out the rest of your meager life, slaving away over each and every one of my desires. Tears? Yet again, woman? How ridiculous. Darling, you are simply a wonder. You know this is his fault, your father's. Winter's harsh grasp must have brought him to my gates, nearly frostbitten. The old man clambers into my keep, desperate for warmth. It was amusing. As a matter of fact, he knew the legend of the beast, though found himself wrapped in my clutches. I'm sure the blizzard outside is scorching compared to the dungeon the old man did to himself and to you. He is the reason you are stuck here. Oh, how must he feel, going back home without his beautiful daughter. You were the muse of the town, weren't you? That alluring body surely caught the eye of many suitors. I may be a beast, but I am as human as you are. It's a wonder nature's calling hasn't tugged at my primal need to mate in years. Though when I lay my eyes upon you, I feel differently. I will speak to you however I please. Gentlemanly or not, you are mine, remember? Now eat your food before I force it down your throat. How dare you? I made this meal for you, and you toss it around like a spoiled whore. Leave. You will starve before you disrespect your master. Go to your fucking room. You don't deserve to be in my presence. Darling, open the door this instant. I command you to. No? That's no issue. Woman, when I command you to do something, you do as you are told. Do you understand me? I said, do you understand me? You act like you fucking don't. I was nice, wasn't I? I gave you a room with a bed and a window that overlooks the desolate forest. I fed you dinner, offered you warmth. You act as if you're too good for it, spoiled brat. I guess that feeble-minded father of yours never spanked you enough. We'll fix that. Get on your bed and present that sweet ass to me. Don't play coy, bitch. I'm sure you love being disciplined by all the boys around town. Or are you untouched, helpless little virgin? You've never been spanked, baby, have you? It's okay. I'll go easy. Oh, that scream was simply invigorating. Why don't you do it again? Fuck yeah, little girl. You know how to please a beast, don't you? Louder. Just like that. I want the wolves to hear your howls. Wondering whose pup is crying so dearly. That ass of yours is adapting a sweet red hue. I hope my large hands make a lasting imprint on your flesh, as well as your unbearable behavior. I'll just keep spanking you until you stop squirming. Stop fucking struggling. Accept it. You are mine. I am your master. You will learn to live and breathe by me. Without my command, you are nothing. You are worthless. There, good girl. There's no use in struggling. I tower over you in size, stature, and strength. It is pointless to fight. Now, I must admit, your pitiful screams have made my manhood throb. Why don't you quench my need and drop to the floor? On your knees, now. Good. You seem to be learning your place.
Careful, honey. Wouldn't want those precious eyes to fall out of the sockets. I want you to see everything that I'm gonna do to you. Do you appreciate the size of my cock? I'm unsure if it's even gonna slide down your throat. I guess we'll see. Sorry, baby. Not enough warning. Here, let me make sure it goes all the way down. Oh, there. Perfect. Now, so help me, if I feel your teeth, I will rip you from limb to limb and devour your corpse as if it was nothing. Are you positive that you never sucked a man's cock before? Oh, bitch, those lips are fucking desperate. See? Not so difficult. Just move your head back and forth. Gag on it. Beg for air. I love every moment of your sobs. I hope you don't throw up, though. That would not be fun for either of us. Oh, shit, it's right there. Yes, lick the tip and shove it back down. Oh, get it nice and wet. Because this is going inside you next. Did I tell you to stop sucking? It will be in that little pussy of yours tonight. And if you aren't wet in the slightest, you better spit all over my cock. This is the only lube you're getting. Oh, come on now. Faster. Faster, take it all. Oh, fuck. Oh, I really want to come all over that pretty face. Shit. You know what? No. I want to save that enormous load for your cunt. I crave to see how tight it is. Get up and remove your clothes. Decide to oppose me once more. That's not very smart of you, pretty girl. Maybe I'll let it slide, though. Those perky tits are distracting me. Let me taste them. This is by far the sweetest meal I've had in years. God, I can't wait to ravage you. Now, why don't you get on the bed and we'll make this more fun. Do not defy me. Lay your ass right here. Shut the fuck up. Those tears make your face even look more whorish. Your ass was magnificent. But your pussy, I think I need another taste. Wow. What's a pleasant surprise? You are nearly dripping. I knew you would. No woman could resist the grasp of a beast. I could feel your body quiver as I run my tongue over your slit. I bet you want the first thing to penetrate you be my cock. Am I right? Hush. No is not an acceptable answer. It is, yes, sir. I want your thick cock in my virgin pussy. Good girl. I can't wait to rip your cunt open. I've played this out long enough. I know you're bursting at the seams to feel me. Here, baby, let me line up with that tiny body. I wonder if I'm even gonna fit. Please stop crying, dear. You knew this was gonna happen the minute you took your father's place. I bet that's the only reason you sacrificed your freedom. To be my fuck doll. Oh my fucking God, girl, I can feel you constrict around me. I'm gonna rip you in half. I've already started and I can already feel so close to coming in you. Oh, coming into that deep womb. Shit, baby. Oh, yeah. Faster now. Oh, fuck yes. Trying to squeeze around your beast's cock. Oh, yeah. I'm not even raping you, am I? Oh, you know you want this. This is the first cock you've ever taken. God, you're gonna be ruined for the rest of your life. It's okay, though. I'm gonna be the only one who can take you. Because you're mine. Oh, fuck. Tell me your name. Wrong. Oh, your name is Cock-Hungry Slut. Tell me your name. Oh, yes. Yes, baby, that's you. Scream it. Scream it as I take your virginity. Don't tell me no. Oh, I know you want this. Fuck. I'm gonna come right in this cunt. Are you gonna come with me, slut? Oh, you gonna cover me in your juices? You better be close, honey, because I'm about to rape my seed into you. There. That wasn't so hard, was it? I'm sorry to be the cause of those tears, but you must learn your place. I am your master. You were quite the lucky find. I haven't emptied a load like that in years. I can't wait to play with you again. Now, why don't you get some rest? You have a long few years ahead of you.